T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed is not mincing words over a new proposal to rename 44 public schools in the city. The committee had recommended renaming the schools, and the mayor is not happy about this. Phil, my sense is that the mayor thinks this is a matter of priorities. Is that accurate?
I think that pretty well sums it up. The mayor's not happy about a lot of things in San Francisco these days, as you can imagine. The pandemic continues to drag on. Workers, parents, everybody's are getting at their wits' end. And one of the key problems is kids not being in school. Okay, that's just really making it tough on a lot of families, and especially lower-income families. And, you know, everybody's at City Hall is getting an earful about it. So she wants the schools to reopen. And she was going to come out and be talking about that today when the story came out in the Chronicle about this latest step in the renaming process. Basically, as you reported earlier this afternoon and evening, that, you know, the school board has set up this committee to re-examine the names of Washington, Lincoln, even Dianne Feinstein High School and everything in between to see if they still match today's sensitivity standards. And a lot of them don't. 42 schools are targeted for renaming. Well, in the middle of a pandemic, to have that come up, it was just, I think, too much for the mayor. And she doubled down and said, look, she was livid. She said, this is offensive. What we really need to do is get the kids back in school. You can call it priorities or whatever you want. But I think she was using that as a way to sort of like whack on the school, saying, get the teachers back in, not this.
Because the naming process had started, this was a committee that was formed in 2018, correct?
Right. Yeah.
It's just the timing on that announcement kind of seems to be.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly, Megan. And that's what part of politics is if somebody hands you something. Look, the mayor is not overly thrilled with the renaming process because it's brought a lot of national attention to the city that sort of reinforces some of the people's conceptions or stereotypes, good or bad, about the city. It started with the murals depicting George Washington's life in Washington High School that some people said were offensive because they showed the genocide of American Indians and slaves. But the artist had intended to show that, to show that George Washington wasn't always on the right side of history. So they had this big controversy, remember, about whether to cover them over, paint them over, and that was the kickoff for this. And what they did was they set up a committee of volunteers to take a look at the names of schools. And you know what happens when you put out word for volunteers on a committee? You get committed activists, and they started coming up with a list. And the list, I got to tell you, not only raises questions about people, they even raised questions about whether a school should be named the Alamo School, because it infers, remember the Alamo, which is in Texas, and some people said that's disrespectful to Hispanics, and on it goes. And I think the mayor just said, not this, not now, let's put a lid on this and get back to getting into schools.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.